97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Friday, it's Beer 30. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, which is a podcast you can find on Google Play and iTunes, and find them on all the socials. Sports Meets Beer in the house. Hi, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Danny.
Cheers
to beers.
That's what's happening right now.
Yes, sir.
So we got something special in the studio today.
Well, I like to think that every segment we do is special.
Yeah.
But this one is extra special.
Extra special.
What we have in front of us today is a new beer that's a limited run from Sierra Nevada. The reason this beer is so important is that this is the Resilience Campfire Relief Fund beer. Obviously, here in the area, you know, we were deeply affected by our fires last October. And, you know, the Russian River put out a really good program called Sonoma Pride that raised like $1.2 million for it. Similar things with Sierra Nevada, you know, with the campfire was obviously the biggest fire in California history. It overtook what happened here. But they basically pointed out to any other brewery, hey, if you guys want to make this, here's our recipe. They helped source materials, raw goods, and got that for free. So a lot of the hops and the malts and all that were donated by the different suppliers that be. And they put it out to everybody, said, hey, we'd love you guys to brew this, and all your proceeds go to the Campfire Fund. As it stands today, there's 1,400 breweries brewing a bad version of this.
That is awesome.
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
And does everyone put their own spin on it, or is it, do they go
No,
the
they kind of want everyone to kind of, you know, they want the basics, the base ingredients to be the same, and how people interpret that is their own version.
Got it.
Right? They want to make it special. They want to make it fun. And they basically just saying, hey, look, you know, when you guys brew this, they can brew as much as they want and sell it in their tap rooms. The idea is that all the proceeds then go back. And it's nice. So locally here, you could find it at like Cooperage Plow, Moonlight, Russian River, Hen House.
And these all have their own versions of it.
They all have their own versions.
That's really cool.
Right.
The craft beer community is so, I'm, you know, continually blown away by how supportive they are of each other.
Yeah.
And what they're willing to do with their art and their craft to just be supportive of the community.
Yeah.
You know, Sierra Nevada is a major player in that area, the Paradise area, Chico, obviously. And so they're affected by that considerably. And so for everybody in the country, or for everybody in the state of California, to show up and support like that, I think it's just, it's awesome. And it doesn't surprise me anymore.
This is really cool. The recipe, if you're a home brewer, you can go to the homebrewersassociation.org, and there's actually the recipe on there to make it.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're just, and it's a full disclosure. Yeah. Hey, this is what you go through. It tells you, even if it's your first time making beer, it gives you step-by-step instructions on how to make this beer.
Wow.
That's, which is pretty cool.
That is really cool.
So going through, let's, enough talking about it, let's get into this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
This is to me, this looks just like a Sierra Nevada pale ale, right? It's got a beautiful copper color.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, you know, the aroma on this,
It smells like a Sierra Nevada beer.
Right, yeah. It's got a very similar malt backbone, right? That's, you know, you can identify, there's certain beer companies that have used very, you know, the same malts, the same yeast strain, things like that. So you can definitely tell right away that it's a Sierra Nevada beer.
So the carbonation level is good. That's one of the things that we go to on these beers a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because it'll make or break a beer right away. I mean, you can have the best tasting beer, but if there's no carbonation or too little
flat,
or too much, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of sort of bready malt in this. That's the thing that I get from beginning to end. Even in the relatively dry finish, it's sort of toasty, or like, crackery is probably not the right word, but like sort of bread crust, like toasty bread crust. It's the way I pick up the finish in this beer. The mouthfeel is, I would say, sort of a medium body. It's pretty balanced from beginning to end, from nose to finish.
Yeah.
It is a continuous flavor profile. It's nicely done.
Yeah. You know, that's something Sierra Nevada has always been, is their beers are A, consistent, and B, they are, you know, just they're well made, and they're good from start to finish. That's generally, it's rare you're gonna find a bad beer from this company.
Yeah.
They've got so much experience. They're so large, but they do such a great job. But at the end, yeah, this thing has, to Brad's point, real bready, real malty. So if you are not a big person that you know, if you don't like hops, this is definitely a good beer for you to try, because this is definitely really good solid malt backbone. There is some hop character and some bitteringness, but really it doesn't overtake the malt.
Quality, I think, is pretty remarkable.
It's amazing. And so much so, we actually got this beer a little early. It's not even available in the stores yet, but it will be available starting next week.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Awesome.
Well, thumbs up.
Thumbs up around the board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sierra Nevada Resilience IPA, which is the original version, right? And then there's other versions out there.
Yes, you'll see other renditions and varieties of this beer.
There you go. Yep, you can check out this review and others, 977theriver.com. Just click on Beer 30. And their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer, and you can find that on Google Play and iTunes. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
Merry New Year!
The same to you, but more of it.